With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. President Trump says it's up to the Secretary of War. Mr. Trump asked about the possible release of a video showing the follow-up strike on a suspected drug-running boat off Venezuela.
President, you said you would have no problem with releasing the full video of that strike on September 2nd off the coast of Venezuela. Secretary Hegseth now says...
You said that. I didn't say that. This is ABC fake news.
You said that you would have no problem releasing the full bit. Okay, well, Secretary Hegseth...
Whatever Hegseth wants to do is okay with
me. He now says it's under review. Are you ordering the secretary to release that full video?
Whatever he decides is okay with me.
A Republican Party campaign strategist, Aaron McGuire, tells the Salem Radio Network the GOP needs to clearly explain what it's doing to bring prices down, addressing the affordability issue.
I think the more voices that are out there about the work being done through the Big Beautiful Bill to get more money into taxpayers' pockets, I think that's going to be really critical, especially as we start looking into these midterm elections.
And later today, President Trump will address the affordability issue when he pays a visit to Mount Pocono, Pennsylvania. President has taken the wraps off a $12 billion aid package for America's farmers.
They're great people. They're the backbone of our country. So we're going to use that money to provide $12 billion in economic assistance to American farmers. $12 billion is a lot of money.
And Mr. Trump says the money will come from a tariff windfall. Indonesian police say at least 22 people have died in a fire that tore through an office building in the capital. Flames rapidly engulfed the seven-story building in Jakarta. So far, there's been no word on the cause of that deadly fire. On Wall Street, Dow futures are up 4 points, NASDAQ futures 14 points lower. This is SRN News. A victory for girls' sports in Colorado.
A settlement has been reached between several districts and the Colorado High School Activities Association that will allow those districts to keep boys off their girls' sports teams and out of girls' locker rooms. The CHSAA has been threatening to ban all teams from those districts from playing sports unless they embrace the LGBT agenda. The U.S. Supreme Court is about to hear arguments on two state bans on males and female athletics. Michael Harrington reporting.
A Missouri appeals court panel has ordered new wording for a ballot measure seeking to roll back abortion in the state, ruling that voters must be told the amendment would repeal reproductive health care rights. The decision marks the latest twist in a lengthy battle over Missouri's abortion laws, which have fluctuated from restrictive to permissive since the Supreme Court repealed Roe v. Wade 3 years ago. This is SRN News. Democrat Congresswoman Jasmine Crockett has launched a campaign for U.S. Senate in Texas.
Crockett, one of Congress's most outspoken Democrats and a frequent target of GOP attacks, jumped into the race on the final day of qualifying in Texas. She's seeking the Senate seat held by Republican John Cornyn, who's running for re-election in a GOP-dominated state. Democrats need a net gain of 4 Senate seats to wrest control from Republicans next November, when most of the seats up for re-election are in states like Texas that President Donald Trump won last year. Democrats have long hoped to make Texas a more competitive state after decades of Republican dominance. Bernie Bennett reporting.
The Supreme Court seems likely to expand presidential control over independent federal agencies, signaling support for President Trump's firing of board members. Court's conservative majority suggested yesterday it would overturn a 90-year-old decision limiting when presidents can fire agency board members. More details at srnnews.com.